Kari because it is
one sugya,
a little complicated sugya. So we'll start from Rabban Gamliel Oima. It's around 12 lines from the bottom. Rabban Gamliel Oima Ad Sheyala Amud HaShacha. Omar Rab Yehuda Omar Shmuel Halacha Ki Rabban Gamliel. So the while we're saying the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that one is yaitze mitzvahs krishme till amud hashacha, not like the chachamim that say ad chatzos. Now we have here baraisa. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Yochai Omer pa'omim she'odom kairei krishma shtei pa'omim balaylo. It is possible that a person should learn krishma shtei pa'omim balaylo, two times at night, achas koidim sheyala muda shacha, va'achas la'achar sheyala muda shacha, v'yoytzibem yedei chayvosoi, achas shel yoim, va'achas shel laila. As Rab Shimon ben Yochai is saying, a chiddush, that it is possible to lain two times balaila. It is, this man is laila, and once he's yaitze krishme shel arvis, and once he's yaitze krishme shel shachis. So the Gemara asks, Hagufe kashe, amret pa'omim she'odom koire krishme shtei pa'omim balayla. You say this man is laila. Alma la'acher she'yala amuda shacha lel yahu. After amuda shacha is laila. Vahodo toni yoitzibem yedei chayvosoi acha shal yoim va acha shal laila. And you say at the same time that a person could be yoitzi in this man of laila krishme shal yoim alme yamamu. So the Gemara answers loi la'olam lel yahu. This man after alois hashacha till is also considered laila. That what you said, that you yoytze krishme shel yoim, it's takel laila, but since it is as man kimim, therefore a person can be yoytze krishme shel yoim. Now there are many pshatim in this memra over here. We're going to say Rashi in the small kitzar of Taisvis, and then we're going to go further. The pshat I'm telling you in Rashi, the Shleima Mishnosai explains Rashi according to this way, and it comes out very good in Rashi. So Rashi says as follows: Lel Yehu ad Honeitzachama. That Rab Shimon ben Yochai holds that till Neitzachame it is called Laila. So the Shleima Mishnosai explains as follows. That what we learned till now, halacha ki Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says that you can only be yoitze krishme shel arvis till the morning. So he says that is midarabona. Min ha'toire, one can be yoitze krishme shel arvis till ha'neitzachama, because there are people still sleeping till the neitzachama. So that is called Zman Shchive. So min ha'Teire, it's called Zman Shchive till the Neitzachama. Rab Shimon ben Yochai, but Rabban Gamliel says one cannot lain till after Amud HaShacha. That's what Gamliel said. One cannot lain till after Amud HaShacha. Chazal said, if you're going to give him leeway, he didn't make a siyog till Chatzos, he can lain after Chatzos, according to Rabban Gamliel. But he did make a siyog from Amud HaShacha. That means you can lain krishme shel arvis till Amud HaShacha. Afterwards, you cannot lain krishme shel arvis. That's what Rabban Gamliel holds, and that's what Rab Shimon ben Yochai also holds. So Rab Shimon ben Yochai holds the same like Rabban Gamliel, that you can only be yoitze krishma shel arvis till Amud HaShacha. But theoretically, it is Lelya after Amud HaShacha till Aneitzacham. It's still Zman Shchive. So min ha-toire, you are yoitze krishme shal arvis till ha-netzach hamas. Rabbanan said you can't be yoitze, but ha-toire you're yoitze. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is saying now a chiddush, even though it's man shchiva min ha-toire. So and even though you could be yoitze krishme shal arvis min ha-toire, afal piken you could be yoitze krishme shal shachis. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Because since in this Zman, people start getting up also, most people are still sleeping. But since after Amud HaShachar, some people start getting up, so one can be Yaitze Krishme Shel Shachis. So it comes out the way we are learning now. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi and Rab Gamliel hold the same thing, Lagabi Krishme Shel Arvis. Minatayra could be Krishma Shal Arvis could extend to the Neitzachama. But Midarabonon, one cannot lane Krishma Shal Arvis only till Amud HaShachar. But he's saying, after Amud HaShachar, even though in Yisoid it's Leil Yolegabe Krishma Ad HaNeitzachama, Afal Pikein, it is, even though it is Man Shrive, it is also Zman Kime. The Kime Bahi Shaita, that is the Chiddush. Even though it's Zman Shchive, one can be Yaitze Krishmi Shal Shachis, the Kaimi Bahi Shaita, since people get up at that time. Hilkach, Zman Krishmi De Yoim, he puts in Namihu. So it is also considered Zman Krishmi De Yoim. The Gabi Krishma Uviku Mechoksi, Voha Kaimi. So this Zman is a neutral Zman. It's Zman Krishme Shel Arvis, only Midarabon and you're not Yoitze. And it is Zman Krishma Shel Shachis, which Afilo Midarabon and you can't be Yoitze. That is Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, and Rab Acha Bachanine says, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Alohi ke Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Ike de Masne loho de Rab Acha Bachanine, aho de Sanye Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, oima Mishum Rabbi Kiva. The second Loshen brings a memre of Rab Shimon ben Yechoi b'shem Rabbi Kiva, which this second memre, we're learning now Rashi Shitim, disagrees with this first memre, which we said b'shem Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Now let's see the second memre. The second memre says as follows, Pa'omim sha'odom koirei krishma shtei pa'omim bayoi. One can lane Krishma shtei pa'omim bayoin, achas koidem ho neitzachama. One right before the neitzachama, which before, right before the neitzachama, 5 minutes before the neitzachama, people are getting up already. Could be right people are getting up already. So this we should really consider uviku mecho. From that vegin, you could be yoitze Krishma shal alvis. Va'achas la'achar ha'neitzachamo, and you can learn Krishma right after the neitzachamo, v'yaitze b'im dechevosoi, achas shel yoim va'achas shel laylo. 5 minutes before the neitz, you are yaitze Krishma shel arvitz. From the neitz and further, you can be yaitze Krishma shel shachas. So the Shleima Mishnose explains, according to Rashi, the way he said Pshat and Rashi, now, what was Rabbi Kiva Machadish? Rabbi Kiva was Machadish. He didn't hold up such a gzeire. Till now, we said that Rabbi Gamliel holds, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds, that after Amud HaShachar, you cannot be Yaitze Krishmi Shal Arvis. They were Oike, the midst of Krishmi Shal Arvis. So now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, disagreed with him. And he said that, no, you could be Yaitze Krishma Shel Arvis till the night. Till the night you could be Yaitze Krishma Shel Arvis. Now, that the Gemara is going to explain this. Hagufa Kasha. Omre Tomim Shodom Koirei Krishma Shtei Pormim Bayoi. You're telling me that a people can be Yaitze the midst of Krishma 2 times Bayoi. Alma Koidem on Neitzachame, so you consider, Lagabi Krishma, 5 minutes before the Neitzachame, Yomamu, because this is of a Kumecho, most people are up by then. Vahadil Tani Yaitse Bem Yedechai Vase Acha Shal Yem Vacha Shal Aylo, and then you say, 5 minutes before the Neitz, one can be Yaitse, the Krishma shel Alvis Alma Leil Yehu. So it seems that you hold it's Laila. So the Gemara says, Laila Oilam Yemamu. 5 minutes before the Nais, it is considered Yoim. V'hai dekori leilel. That what you can be Yoitze Krishma shel Alvis, the Ike Inchi Degonu Bahi Shaita. Since there are still people that are sleeping right before the Nais, so that falls into the category of Bishachtacha. So this Lashon holds there was no Gzeira by Krishma shel Alvis, and one is able to lay Krishma shel Alvis till the Neitzacham. But see Rashi, V'hai dekori leilelyo, dekomar yoitze bo Krishma shel Aylo. He said, yoitze Krishma shel Aylo, mishum de'ike de'gonu. There are people still sleeping right before the Neitz. Ukerine bei uveshoch becho. Omar, Rab Acher ben Rabbi Chanina, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha ke Rab Shimon she Omar mishum Rabbi Kiva. The Halacha is like Rab Shimon mishum Rabbi Kiva. Omar Rab Zeire, u bilvad shelo yoyma hashkivenu. But you have to make sure, even though you are yoytze Krishma shel Arvis, and the Halacha is the Chazal were mesakin. Shtayim lefoneho u'shtayim lacheho, that one is allowed, one is mechuyev to say two the birchas krishme before krishme shel arvis. So even though we said he can lay krishme shel arvis, but he should make sure not to say hashkiveinu. Now let us see what we are speaking about. Ubelvad shelo yomer hashkiveinu. So Rashi says. Now, this Rashi is, for practical purposes, let's skip one word in Rashi. This is how Tesis learned Pshat in Rashi. Then we'll go back and see how there's another way to learn Pshat in Rashi. Let's say Rashi. Ubovad shelo yomer hashkiveinu. So Rashi says as follows. Hakeire krishme shalaylo. Let's skip the word shachris. Hakeire krishme shalaylo samuch la'amud ha'shachar. A person will learn Krishma Shalaila Samuch La Muda Shacha Lo Yoimar Hashkiveinu. So he is not allowed to say Hashkiveinu. So Rashi learns that Rab Zeire is going on the first memra of Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Rab Shimon ben Yochai said that one could only be Yoitze Krishma Shal Arvis Til Amuda Shacha, but Til Amuda Shacha one is Yoitze Krishma Shal Arvis. So Rashi says, but if you're laying Krishma shel Arvis somuch la'amud ha'shachar, lo yoimer hashkiveinu. You cannot say hashkiveinu then. Why? She'ein oid zman tchilash shchive. Hashkiveinu means it's a tefillah we should lay down. Now is not the time to say hashkiveinu. Elo zman soiv shchive. Since this is the Zman of Saif Shrive, so this Broche cannot be said. So Rashi is going on the first Lashon of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. According to the second Lashon of Avad Givis, even though Yoytze Krishma Shel Arvis after Alois HaShachar, Afal Pikein, Yizicha cannot say Ashkiveinu. And Rashi is saying, Afil, according to the first Lashon. Let us see the second Taisvis, Ubulvad Shelo Yoymer Hashkiveinu. Perish bekunteris, amilse de Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, that he's going, not a Rab Shimon ben Yechoi mishum Rabbi Kiva, he's going on the first Lashon, a Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, de koire koidem sheyala amud ha'shachar koi, that he's koire koidem sheyala amud ha'shachar, and he's yoytze krishma shel arvis, afal pikein de bilcha, de broche, Achrein of Hashkiveinu, he cannot say at that time. V'nirali, and Taisus disagrees with Rashi. First in Lomdis, the Oz Vadai Zman Shchivu. Kol Zman, it's Laila, it's considered Zman Shchive, Umotzi Lemeima Hashkiveinu. One is permitted to say Hashkiveinu. V'oid, that's in Lomdis. Rashi said as Hashkiveinu is only said by Tchilas Zman Shchive, Tchilas Shchive, Soif HaLayla is not Tchilas Shchive, Taisvis did not want to make such a chilek, and Taisvis said, since this is Zman Shchive, it's night, it's Zman Shchive, one can't say Ashkivei. If you'll say, according to, we said that Rashi is correct, and Rabbi Zeira is going on the first member of Shimon ben Yechoi, the Havle Lamei Ma'amai de Solik Menei, so he should have said it right away. As soon as he finished the member of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, he should have said, Omer Rabbi Zeira, even though Yoyitze Krishma Shal Arvis right before Amud HaShachar, Afal Pikein, you cannot say, Birchas Hashkiveinu. Upeirish Hasar Mikutzi, the Sar Mikutzi says, the koi akoidem hanates the solik minei. He's going on the second loshen of Rab Shimon ben Yochai Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Olekach komar, so if we're speaking about koidem hanates, we're speaking about its after alois ha-shacha, olekach komar doloi motzi lemeimer hashkiveinu. The lavs man shchivu kivin sha'ola kvar amud ha-shacha. Afilu koidem hanates. So it seems, l'chayre, even though in the mitzvah of Krishma, b'sharbecha, the second lashon holds that it's still considered zman shchive kiven de'ike de'gonu, but for hashkiveinu, Taisvus holds as long as it starts getting light, it's not called. So it seems Taisvus also holds like Rashi and Yisod that there's a lomdus of Tchilas Man Shchive. Because if you look what people are sleeping, they're sleeping after Amud HaShachar also. But it would seem Taisvus seems to hold that Kol Zman it's dark, that is considered Zman Shchive, Zman Ascholah Shchive. But the minute when it gets light, it is not considered Zman Shchive. And therefore, one should not say Hashkivein. The Shleima Mishnasai wants to say, we skipped over the word Shachas, the Shleima Mishnasai wants to say that Rashi also meant like Taisus. Now let's learn again the Rashi. Ubovad shelo yoymar hashkiveinu, hakeirei krishme shel laila Shachas, samuch lamud ha-shachar. So he wants to say pshat in Rashi, that Rashi is speaking about that he leaned Krishma after Amud HaShachar. Samuch l'Amud HaShachar means right after, it's in the morning already. It's right after Amud HaShachar. So even though at that time, Roiv Inshigoni, that means we had the Gemara before, that means the Zman right after Amud HaShachar, Roiv people are still sleeping. The Zman right before Hanetzachame, only a Amut people are sleeping. Roiv are up then. So that is the Chiddush of Rashi. But Rashi is saying like Taisus, Akeire Krishma Shalaila Shachre Samuch Lamud HaShachar. We're speaking according to the second Loshen, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai B'Shem Rabbi Kiva, and that he's laying Krishma after Amud HaShachar. So even though it's Rav Inshi Degoni, Lo Yemar Ashkiveinu, Shein Oid Zman Tchil HaShchive, El Zman Soif Shchive. So according to the Shleima Mishnosai, there is no Machloikis Rashi in Taisus. Rashi is also made that if one learns Krishma before Amud HaShachar, one can say Hashkivein. Zog the Gemara weiter, Ki oso Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omar hod Rav Acha b'Rav Chanina, Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Lav b'feirish itma, Elo michlole itma. Tahu sugi da Rabono. That Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai Mishum Rabbi Kiva, that one can be yoytze krishme shel arvis till the neitzachame. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi did not say it befeirish, no, it was from a maisa, we can derive that he holds like that. Dahu zuge de rabbonon, the ishtako behilule de brei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's son at Chasene, and there was Chavrusa of Talmidei Chachamim that became shikar, and they slept through the whole night. Also, lekamei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was after Amud HaShachar, and they as yet did not learn Krishma shel Arvis. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon lismoich olav b'shas hadchak." We can rely on Rabbi Shimon mishum Rabbi Kiva, that one is Yaitze Kriyishma Shal Arvis till the Neitzachame. sagt Rashi, de ishtaker, ve yishnu ve nirdemu ad la'achar amud ha-shachar. Bishas ha-tchak, avu shaloi bishas ha-tchak loi. Shaloi bishas ha-tchak, we cannot be soymech on Rab Shimon ben Yochai. So the Shloimeh Mishnasi says in Rashi, that's the hachro of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rab Shimon ben Yochai, mishum Rabbi Kiva held, l'chatchila you can lay in Krishma shal arvus till the night sachama. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, no, we can only rely on Rab Shimon ben Yochai, mishum Rabbi Kiva, b'shas adchak. Now, at the present time, I don't want to learn Tosfos. It'll get too complicated. I would just to try to learn the Rif for a few minutes, because we paskin like the Rif. This is not like Shitas Rashi, just to get a little picture of how we paskin lahalocha. The Rif is Daf Aleph Amud Beis, the last Shure. Atzoif HaShmure HaRishayna, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Haloche KeRav Gamliel. We paskin let Rav Gamliel, and according to Rav Gamliel, we are Yoytze Krishmish Al Arvis till Amud HaShachar. He brings down Tanya Rab Shimon ben Yochai Omer Pomim Shodim Koyre Krishma Shtei Pomim Balayla Achas Koydim Sheyal Amud HaShachar Ba'achas La'achas Sheyal Amud HaShachar V'yoytze Bem Yedei Chayvosoy. And the one is Yoytze Schiv Achas Shal Layla Va'achas Shal Yoyim Omer Rav Acha Bachanina Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Haloche K'Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. We pass on like Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. And V'yoytze Krishma Shal Shachis. So what did it say in this memory? Yaitze Krishma Shal Shach is right after Amud HaShach. Ve'ike demasna loho de rabacha bachanina oho de sanye, Rab Shimon ben Yechoy oima mishum Rabbi Kiva, po'omim sha'odom koire Krishma shtei po'omim bayoim, achas koidem honei tzachamo, vi'achas la'achar honei tzachamo, V'yoytze bem yedei chayvosoi achas shal yoyim v'achas shal layla. One is yoytze krishme shal shachis la'acha neitzachama. One is yoytze krishme shal arvus till the neitzachama. Omer Rav Acha Bachaninam Rabbi Yeshua Belevi alochik Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Omer Rab Zeira Bavach lo yema ashkidei. Period. That is the Gemara we had just learned. Now, if you look, we look at all these Gemaras, it seems there's a tremendous machloikis. Rabbi Gamliel holds you yaitze krishme shal arvis only till Amud HaShachar. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the first Lashon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the second Lashon says you yaitze krishme shal arvis till the night sachama. So you have a machloikis in krishme shal arvis. In krishme shal shachas we also have a machloikis. Why? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says you yaitze krishme shal shachas from Amud HaShachar. This Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai mishum Rabbi Kiva said you yaitze krishme shal shachas from the night sachama. So it seems it's a big mishmash. Now the Rif starts saying, Vahani Kulu Hilchesanino. We pass like all of them. There's no machloikis. The Rif is making Sholem al Yisrael. And we pass like the Rif, so it's kedai to know what the Rif holds. Miu. Hoda Omer Rabban Gamliel. That what Gamliel said, your only Yaitze Krishmi shall arvis tilamud HaShachar. Udaomar Rab Shimon ben Yochai, the same thing. You only yaitzik krishmi shal arvis till Amud HaShachar, ad sheyal Amud HaShachar, b'diyevetu. This is b'diyevet. Now, for practical purposes, we can say the Rif holds that lechatchila one has to learn krishmi shal arvis as soon as it becomes night, or lechatchila till chatzos. But b'diyevet, if one learns krishmi a whole night, he's yaitz. Va'afilu i'ovid hochi b'meizid. Afilu he knew you were supposed to learn Krishma in the beginning of night. Or he knew he should have learned al kaponim till chatzos, lechatchila. From that wagon, he didn't do it, and he learned Krishma a minute before Alois HaShachar. אפילו יאבתוכי במזיד וקורא קרישמה קוידם שיעל עמוד השחר, נופק ידי חייבוסי, he was יויצה מצווס קרישמה של ערביס, ואף על פי שאין הרשוי לעשיס כן, he's not allowed to do that. The sign we learned about Raisa Chachomim also Siyoglev Devrayim Kedei Shlei Yodem Bo Minasod Deberev Oye Meilach Lebeisiv Oichol Kime Veeshte Kime Veishan Kime Veachakach Ekel Kishma Vespalo Vemchoit Fosso Yishinim Nimtze Yoshin Kol Alayla El Odem Bo Minasod Deberev Yerach Beis HaKnesel Beis HaMedrash Vemrogel Ikrei Kairi Vemrogel Ishnei Shoyne Veachakach Kishma Mispalo Vemrogel Dibuchom Chayim Misa Pivir So Lechatchile One is Mechuyim to Lein Krishma As soon as it becomes night That's l'chatchila. But with the Yevid, he did not do that. He has a whole night to learn. V'ho de Rab Shimon, the Omar, pa'omim she'odom koyre krishmi shal arvis koydem ha'neitzach hame. Now they said you can learn krishmi to the neitzach hame. So he says, he's talking about davke b'shas hadchak. Davke b'shas hadchak, Then one is allowed to learn Krishma. What is the Taitshas Adchak? Kigoin. Misha Yeshikar. It was impossible for him to learn. Oichayle. He couldn't learn the whole night. So he's allowed to learn Krishma till the Neitzachama. The Maisa of Rabban Gamliel and his children, that his children came back to him and they told him we didn't learn Krishma, And he told them, if it's before the Amud HaShachar, you're allowed to learn. And if it's after the Amud HaShachar, you're not allowed to learn. His children were not anusim. They weren't shikah. They were dancing. So who told you to dance so much? You should have learned Krishma. So they were not anusim. So he says, you only have till Amud HaShachar. If you have time yet, learn Krishma. If it's after Amud HaShachar, sorry. You can't learn Krishma anymore. Because you are not anusim. So that's Rabban Gamliel. That is Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi mishum Rabbi Kivi said, but what if as a person is an onus? It was impossible for him to late, then to lane till then. Then Chazal said he's permitted to lane till the Zman Shchiva really ends, which is Neitzacham. Avalim also came the Mezit, but if he had done something the Mezit, that he didn't learn Krishma till after Amud HaShachar, he was amazed. Oy b'pshia. It wasn't amazed. It was a pshia. He could have learned Krishma before. Loi yotza yidei chayvosei. Then one is not yotza. Tomrinan ki yosa Rav Yitzchak v'Rav Yosef, oma hod Rav Yeshua ben Levi la'befeirish itme, elo miklol itme, v'hanu zugi d'rabonon d'ishtake b'hilula d'breid Rav Yeshua ben Levi, These Tamidei Chachamim became Shikah, Vleikoru Krishma, also Lakamid Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omalu Kedayu Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Lismach Olov B'Shas Adchak. So B'Shas Adchak, he was an Oynes, one can be Yoitze Krishma till the Neitzachama. If he was not an Oynes, one can only be Yoitze Krishma Shal Arves till Alois HaShachar. Period. So Memele is Shalom Al Yisrael. He made Shalom now between the second Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi And the first Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, in Rabban Gamliel. Now, V'chein ho de Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, the Oma, we hear here another machlokes, the Oma pa'omim sh'odem koyre krishme shel shachis, la'acher sheyale amud ha'shachar. One can learn krishme shel shachis after amud ha'shachar, right after amud ha'shachar. B'diyevet hu. He's speaking about b'diyevet, if he learned it b'diyevet, he was yaitzeh. Because that's also called Zman Kime. That means this Zman of Alois HaShachar till HaNeitzach Hame is Mina Teire, is Zman Shchive, is Zman Kime. The Rabbonon made Gdorim over here. The Rabbonon said, you're not allowed to consider it Zman Shchive unless you're an Onus and you didn't learn till now. But Me'ikar Adin it's Zman Shchive and Zman Kime. So b'diyavad, if he learned Krishma shel shachis right after Amud HaShachar, since there are people that still get up right after Amud HaShachar, so you are yoitze b'diyavad Krishma shel shachis. Inami, that's if he learned it. B'shas hadchak, if he doesn't have an alternative. Kigoin. Mi shahoyo mashkim lotzeis l'derech. He has to be yoitze l'derech. And And if it will be Yotze Lederich, he will not have the opportunity to learn Krishna later. They will not wait for him. Now it's Amuda Shacha, and now he can learn Krishna with Kavanah later. He won't be able to do that. So then he's allowed to learn Krishna Lechatchila from Amuda Shacha. But if he's not in such a predicament, Lechatchila Loi, then he shouldn't learn till the Neitzachama. That is the Pshore that the Rif made, and he was Miyashiv, the three sheetahs over here. Maise Shebo Ubono. Now, we have here a Maise that the children came to Rabban Gamliel, and they told him, we didn't learn Krishma. So the Gemara asks, Va'ad hashte leishmiyulu hod Rabban Gamliel. They didn't know what their father holds. Now, this was the first time they found out. So the Gemara answers as follows. Hochi kom rulei. We know what you hold. But you hold you can learn Krishma all night. The Chachomim hold you can only learn Krishma till Chatzos. So by us, we are not a bar hochi to butt in this machloikis, to be machi and this machloikis. So we have klolim. We have klolim that yochid v'rabim halochi kerabim. So they're asking him such a shayla. Rabbonon pligi ilavach. Do the Rabbonon, are the Rabbonon chaylik, do they disagree with you? You hold the zman shchive is till alois ha-shacha, and they hold the zman shchive is till chatzoitz. They translate b'shach b'cho when people go to sleep, and they hold people go to sleep till chatzoitz. So therefore the zman krishma is till chatzoitz. You hold the translation of Bishachbach is when people are sleeping, therefore you hold the Zman Shchiva is the whole night. But if that is the case, so then we have a klal, the Yochid V'Rabim Alochi Kerabim. So then, we know what you hold, but we can't paskin like you. We have a klal, Yochid V'Rabim Alochi Kerabim. So then we can't learn Krishma anymore since it's after Chatzos. Oidume Rabbonon Kevosoch Svirulu. Maybe the Rabbanon also hold like you in the translation of Bishach Becha. Just like you hold Bishach Becha means when people, not when they go to sleep, when people are sleeping. So the Rabbanon also, that's the translation of Bishach Becha. So min ha-teire the Rabbanon hold the mitzvah of Krishma Sharavis is the whole night. V'hai dekom riyat chatzais. And that what they said at chatzais, k'dei lahachi kodem in ha-veire. So that was their shaila. Amalahu, so Rabban Gamliel answered them, Rabbonon kibasi sviraloi. Me'iker adin they hold that the Zman Krishma shel Arvis is the whole night. V'chayovim atem. So therefore, since it's before Alois HaShacha, you're mechuyiv to learn Krishma. V'hai dekomri ad chatzois, de'lahachik odo min aveire. And they only said it als siyot. Now let us see what Rashi says. This is what the Chachomim, the Bonov told Rabban Gamliel. Legoras Elo. Rabbonon pligi ilavach. Kloima. Mi pligi Rabbonon alecho. Do the Rabbonon disagree with you? Doho do omri ad chatzois davke komri. They hold this man is only till chatzois. They do not want to say that Bishach Becha means the whole time people are alone. Ela kolzman shederech bnei adam lishasek leilech velishka. They hold the translation of Bishach Becha when people are going to sleep. Umiyu b'hop pligi adi Rabbi Elazar. In this nekude, they disagree with Rabbi Elazar. The ilu Rabbi Elazar sfirelei. Zman Eisek Shchive Einel Ad Shmur Arishayin. Rabbi Elazar holds that people go to sleep till the first third. Rabbonon Ad Chatzais Va'at Svir Aloch. And you hold the Vishach B'chol Kol Zman Shvnei Adam Sheichvim when people are laying. V'hainu Kol Alayla V'yochid V'rabim Alochi Kerabim. So Mamele, then we know we can't be Yitzhak Krishma anymore. Or maybe they hold like you. They also hold v'shach b'cha means when people are sleeping. That what the Chachamim say, that the Zman is Til Chatzos, Hachokehu Kidei Lezaris. It is a Hachoke to be Mezaris the person. Umiyu. Heicha de Isnis. But if a person was an Onus, V'loi Koro Koidem Chatzos, Adayin Zman Chiyuvehu, Umechayvi, V'nofki Yidei Krishme Bizmanoi. Now, from this Rashi, we can learn many things. Number one, from this Rashi, we see, we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, we had Rayas from other Rashis, but from this Rashi, we see the same Yesod, that what the Chachomim say, at Chatzos, the Pshat is, one can only be, Minatera, one is Yetzik, Krishma Shalavis, the whole evening. The Chachomim said, at Chatzos, that means after Chatzos, one is not Yoitze. And what does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Yoin explains, Yesh Koyach L'Chachomim Laker Dova Min HaTorah. The Chachomim said, if you did not learn Krishma till Chatzos, they were oike the mitzvah after Chatzos. The Zman Krishma, in order for you to have Akiyum, is till Chatzos. After Chatzos, they were oike the mitzvah. They were oike the chiyuv. You're not mechuyiv anymore. So therefore, if he'll learn afterwards, since he's alav b'chiyuv, he won't get the kiyum of mitzvahs krishma. What did they accomplish by doing that? They accomplished a lot. If a person knows he does not have the whole night to learn krishma, so he'll make sure to learn krishma before Chatzos. But lemaisa they said that the zman krishma is still Chatzos. So now Rashi says, this is only if a person was not an onus. Rashi learns that the Bnei Rabban Gamliel had a din anusim. But if a person was an onus, he was unable to learn Krishma till Chatzos. So then they did not take off the chiyuv from him. So Mamela, that's what Rashi ends. If he feels like, so miyu heicha de isnis, if a person was an onus, v'loi koro koidem chatzos, just like you were, adayin zman chiyuv, is min ha-toyre, it's a zman chiyuv the whole night. U mechayvi, and the Rabbonon said, you're also mechuyiv. The Rabbonon didn't put this ptur on you if you were an onus till chatzos. V'novki, and therefore you can be yoitze yedei krishma bizmanoi. Since lemaise min ha-toyres, it is the Zman Krishma, and since the Rabbonon did not put a ptur on you, since you are an onus before Chatzos, so therefore you yoytze Krishma bizmanek. That is what Rabbi Gamliel told his children. So that was their shaila, and he answered them, kevosi svirelohu, v'chayovim atem likrei. So you are mechuyev to lein. Garsinon. V'loi garsinon mutorin. We are not goyres, you are permitted to lein. Because Rashi says, afilu sheloi bizmanei, afilu. We would hold that the chachomim hold that the zman krishme is til chatzos. Bafilu sheloi bizmanoi, tnan akoiri mikan ve'eilech loi hivsit ka'odam akoiri betoirem. The halacha is that if a person lanes krishme, this man krishme in the morning is at sholei shois. That's called uvikumecho. After sholei shois, one is not yoitze the mitzvah of krishme. Af al pikein, the halacha is akoiri mikan ve'eilech loi hivsit abroches. You can say the brachas afterwards, and the krishma is called the makayre b'toyre. So we see one is permitted to learn krishma after this man krishma. So Rashi says, so why did he have, if there was a girsa mutorim atam likrois, for mutorim atam likrois, you don't have to say that the chachamim hold like me and it's still zman krishma. Mutorim atam likrois, even if not zman krishma, one is permitted to learn Krishna. So therefore, you have to be goyres chayev atalikreis. For 5 minutes, I'd like to say two ha'ores on this Rashi.
to Ha'oralach on this Rashi. The Be'heitev says, in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, Sifkotten Beis, Ein Likroi Mikro Balaylo. One is not allowed to learn Mikro, to learn Chumash, Nach, at night. Azayzak the Be'heitev. You look in the Kafachayim, it brings up Pikabol Alondes, but the Be'heitev says, Reish Lamed Chesed Cotton Beis Ein Likroi Mikro Balaila. One is not allowed to learn Chumash at night. Meforshim Ad Zamata Tilim, the Bachut Sherov says, is like Negoim Vayholis, so that's Mishnayis. But to learn Mikro Ein Likroi Mikro Balaila, that's what the Be'heitev says. Okay, so now we'll learn the Be'heitev. So it comes out, if I want to learn Chumash at night, I'm not allowed to. That's what the Be'heitev says. So I could understand the Gilsa of Mutarim. That means like this. If the halacha would really be that the Chachamim dinzach with Ram Gamliel, and the halacha is this man Krishma is only till Chatzais, so after Chatzais, so you're not allowed to learn Krishma. Ein likra mikra balayla. That's what the Be'heitev says. That's why it says Mutarim. You're allowed to learn, because the Chachamim hold like me. It's still Zman Krishma. Why did Rashi make avek this Gilsa Mutarim? So Rashi brings a raya, because in the morning also, after this Zman Krishma, you can learn Krishma. Shekoya. In the morning, you're allowed to learn Chumash. So therefore, after this Zman Krishma, Akeiri Mikan Ve'elech Lo'yivsit Ka'odam Akeiri B'Teire. Because you're allowed to learn Teire, you're allowed to learn Chumash, after Sholei Shoy. So therefore you're permitted to learn Krishma after Sholei Shoy. But at night, if it is not Zman Krishma anymore, so you're not permitted. So it's very good the Girsa of Mutarim. That was my Ha'ore on Rashi. So I said it's a raya to the Shara Tzion. The Shara Tzion in Simen Reish Lamed Chesif Cotton Aleph says, he says, you should learn the Be'heitev with a grain of salt. The Be'heitev never meant it's an iser to learn Chumash. Tafulu l'dasa machmirim, the Sharetzin says, les boze isure, there's no iser, elo shalachatchile yoyser toiv lulmeid mikre bayoy. He just wants it, ein likre mikre balayla means, make your Chumash Seder by day. At night you should learn Mishnah is better. But he never meant to say that there's an iser to learn Chumash at night. So Mamela, so according to the Shara Tzion, so then Rashi is very good. So Rashi is asking, you don't need a heter to tell me mutorim, because there's no reason why it shouldn't be mutor. It's a kekeire b'teire. So why shouldn't you be allowed to say Krishma efter chatzois? So kol choch the girse is v'chayovim atem likreis. Period. Loi zu bilvad amru elo. We'll see from the back that what this Gilsa of Omru did not say in the Mishnah. The Gilsa was as follows. The Loizu Bilvat, not only here, the mitzvah is, even though it's Chatzos, the mitzvah is Kol HaLaila, but by all the mitzvahs, the Ika mitzvah, wherever they said Chatzos, it's really Kol HaLaila, and they just said Chatzos L'Shem Siyot. The Rabban Gamliel, Mikoma Ad Chatzos, Diktani v'loizul bilvat. Did Ram Gamliel tell us chatzois that now he's telling it not only here, even though the mitzvah is called a lila, the chatzois is only al tziog. So the Gemara says, no, ochi kamu l'Ram Gamliel ibnei. Afilu l'rabon. He's not speaking about himself. He never spoke about chatzois. No, afilu l'rabon on dikom riad chatzois. The rabon on made a tziog till chatzois. That what? That you are not yoitze after chatzois. Mitzvosa ache yala mudashach. The mitzvah minatayr is ache yala mudashach. Vahaydeka omriyat chatzois. And that what the Chachamim said at chatzois, te laharchik odom min haavere. So he's going according to the Chachamim, not according to himself. Now the Mishnah rechenzois a number of mitzvahs that minatayr the mitzvah is kol alayla. And Rashi explains in the Mishnah, and others they made a siyog, and others they didn't make a siyog. Hekta Chalovim Rashi holds they did not make a siyogi. Speaking about all the mitzvahs that the noyig by Laila, the noyig kol halayla. Hekta Chalovim Devorim, and then Achilas Kochim, Necholim Liyay Mechad, Necholim Lishne Yomim is Nechol kol halayla. Ve'ilu Achilas Psochim Loiktoni. So in the Dvorim, that there's a mitzvah la'ochlam kol halayla, he did not mention achilas psochim. He only said in the Mishnah, hektach halovim vayvorim, necholim liyoyim echad, and he did not mention achilas psochim. So it would seem that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that achilas psochim, the mitzvah of achilas psochim, is not the complete night. Bilo achilas psochim like Tony. Reminu, al eshkiu akashe, we learned, krishma albis, v'halel b'leilei psochim, v'achilas pesach, mitzvoson ad sheyala mudashachar, the mitzvah is the whole night. So we see there's another mitzvah hanoyeg b'leilo, that's noyeg kol alaylo. So why didn't the Tane put in, just like he spoke about hekta halodim, and just like he spoke about Hanecholim liyoyim echad, why kol halayla? So why didn't he speak about the mitzvah of achilas haPesach? Omar Rav Yosef loy kashe. Ho Rav Elozer ben Azarye, ho Rav Akiva. That means our Mishnah that does not mention achilas psochim holds, like Rabbi Elozer ben Azarye, that holds minatoire, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is only till Chatzos. That's why our Tana did not speak about it. You found a Tana that says Achilas Psochim kol alayla, that is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Achilas Psochim is kol alayla. Now the Gemara explains the machlokes. The Sanye, ba'ochlu asaboso balayla hazeh, that is speaking about the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Rabbi Elozer ben Azarye oimer, nema kan balaylo hazeh, v'nema loholom, v'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balaylo hazeh. There it also speaks about, there it also mentions hazeh. And that's speaking about Makas Bechoyres. Ma loholom ad chatzois. That means Makas Bechoyres was not after chatzois. Afkan, here it says, Achilas HaPesach, Va'ochlu HaSaboso Balayla Zeh, is also Til Chatzos and not after Chatzos. Afkan, Ad Chatzos. So Rabbi Elozer ben Azarye has a droshe, that the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach is only Til Chatzos min HaTorah, and that is the Tana of our Mishnah. Therefore, he did not speak about Achilas HaPesach. Omar Lei Rabbi Kiva, V'loi Kvar Nemar, B'chipozei. A few psukim later, it says, V'achaltem oisoi b'chipozei. And Rabbi Kiva darshins, what does that mean, b'chipozei? Not only does it mean the physical oifen, how it should be eaten in a hurry, no, Rabbi Kiva darshins, ad shas chipozei. The korban Pesach should be eaten till the Bnei Yisrael were in a hurry to get out of Mitzrayim. That means they have instructions that they're not allowed to go out of the houses kol alayla. So a whole night they were not nechpas lotzeis. But as soon as it became morning, they were nechpas lotzeis. Now they can go out of Mitzrayim. So it says in the pasuk, v'chaltem oisai b'chipozoin, the korban Pesach should be eaten ad shas chipozoin. So therefore, that pasuk is telling us that the korban Pesach is nechel kol halayla. Period. In Cain, so if I have this pasuk that's telling us that it's nechel kol halayla ad shas chipozon in Cain ma talmud loyma balayla. Why does it have to say the pasuk va'ochlu es aboso balayla hazeh? If it says ad shas chipozon, you know that it is eaten the whole night. So he says, no, you need the Balayla to tell me that by Yoim, after the Shechitas HaPesach, you are not allowed to eat it. Yochel Yein Nechel Kekodishim Bayoim. I would think that one can eat the Korban Pesach after the Shechita Yoim Yudalit. Talmud Loimach Balayla. Balaylo hu nechal v'loi bayoy. That's why it says balaylo. So the balaylo is telling me a miyut that bayoyim it is not allowed to be eaten. And b'chipozin is telling me that it is, you're allowed to eat it the whole night. Let us see Rashi. Shas chipozin, shenech besu lotzeis, haynu amuda shachar. Kedersiv loiseitzu ish mi pesach beisoi ad boiker. So till the boiker they were not nechpas lotzeis, is therefore sefer shas chipozin. Yochel yehein nechel kishal kadoshim b'yoyim shchitosoy. The Balaila, according to Rabbi Kiva, is telling me that you cannot eat the Korban Pesach b'yoyim shchitosoy kederech toide, like a Korban toide. She'av hizman achiloso yoyim echot. It also, this man achila is one day. V'oichel v'hoylech kol yoyim shchitosoy v'alayla ad ha-boiker midin toirem. One is allowed, minatayre, one is allowed to eat, taste this. From this man shchite, till the boike, d'chsiv b'yoyim kabone yeyochel. So therefore, the balaylo is telling me that korban pesach is different. It's a unique korban. That even though it was the shchite and the zrika was nigma b'yoyim, but the zman achila does not start till balaylo. Period. Bishloim el rabbelos. So that's why we took care of the balaylo. Now the Gemara is saying further. Bishloim el rabbelos ben Azariah the isle gzeirishove. He holds of the gzeirishove that Yudashin hazeh. It's the chlemichtev lei hazeh. So the hazeh v'ochlu or esaboso balaylo hazeh. So the hazeh is telling us that one is not allowed to come pesach only till chatzoitz. So it's very good why you have the hazeh. El Rabbi Kiva, hi hazeh my ovidle. What do you do with the hazeh? You don't make a gzeirah shoveh. And we know it's eaten the whole night, achas chipozoin. So why do you need the hazeh? So the Gemara answers, lemu'uti laila achahu diyoso. That the hazeh is coming to tell us that only this night it is eaten, and not the next night. Sal kedaita chamina. I could think, hoyulu pesach kochim kalim, since as a pesach is kochim kalim. Ushlomim kochim kalim. And others are moisif. The halach is moisil pesach nasa shlomim. If one was mafrish a korban pesach, and for some reason it couldn't be makriv it for a korban pesach, it gets a din shlomim. So a pesach has in itself dine shlomim. It's mashlomim necholim lishnei yomim v'layla echad. A pesach nechol shtei leilois b'mokim beis yomim. So I would think it should still have the same zmani achile as a shlomim. No, instead of two days and a night, it will be two nights. We'll see a machlokes if it's a day also. Shtei laylois b'bokim beis yomim, v'nechol beis laylois v'yoyim echad. I could think like that. Kamash malon balayla hazeh, balayla hazeh hu nechal v'einay nechal balayla acha. Let us see Rashi. Mashlomim necholim lishnei yomim v'layla echot. Shebintayim. Tichsiv, by shlomim it says, b'yoyim zivchachem yei ochel, u'mimochos, that's 2 days. Av pesach nami, hoyul v'einei nechol elo b'layla. Because we have a drosha v'ochlu es haboso b'layla. We have a posuk that's only eaten at night, but without the hazeh. The zman achile of Pesach is laylo, not yoyim. Nukim, but I would think it should have the same amount of time as the shlomim has. Nukim shnei leilois, b'mokim shnei yomim the shlomim. That even though the korban Pesach has a halacha, that the zman achile is laylo, not yoyim. But al koponim, the amount of nights, I would think it should have 2 nights without the miyut of hazeh. V'yeinechol b'shnei leilois. V'yoyim echot, that what the Gemara says, v'yoyim echot, so Rashi held, You can't say it should be eaten the day in between, because it says balayla, va'ochlo oisei balayla. And just like the layla is a miut for yom yudalit, layla is also a miut for yom tezvot. So Rashi said, that what the Gemara says, v'yaymechad loisha yoichlenu bayoim, not that he should eat it b'yom tezvot, el shihei shuhus zman, that he still has a chance, shelo yipasel b'achile, the zman of yom will not pasel it b'achile, b'shvil amtonis hayom, the yom is not a posel, v'yaychlenu b'laylo ashenis. He should be allowed to eat it the second night, that is the havamina of the Gemara. And the Bach brings down over here that the Rashbam, let us see for 1 minute, the Bach is Gimel, the Rashbam, Soy Psochim, Daf Kuvchof, Omet Beis, Hei Vitchilas Peirish Rabbeinu, that the Havamin of the Gemara was that only one should eat it 2 nights and not the day in between, because I have a miut balaylo. I would say different pshat in the Gemara. Sha'af b'yoyim she'bein tayim ye'yoch. They should be allowed to eat it even by day. Da b'layla hazeh ayu ev amiyit layla lo'ybo l'mayit el yoyim shchitosoy. B'layla only means you should not need it the day before. Not it is telling me that achilas ha'pesach is only b'layla. El yoyim shchitosoy shnei leilo rishin shal pesach. Avim mekan ve'eilach yechlenu adamud ha'shachel shal el sheini kamash balon. Al kaponim we have here without the hazeh, I would think either according to Rashi you eat it 2 nights, or according to Rashi in the Rashbam you eat it 2 nights and 1 day, and it should be equivalent to a korban shlom. So therefore I have a miut balayla hazeh, that it is only eaten this night, and it is not eaten at all afterwards. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is asking a kasha. Am Rabbi Kiva Miloisai Siru Ad Boiker Nafke. How could you think that you could still eat it 2 nights? It says Loisai Siru Ad Boiker. So a kolchoch, you can only eat it till the morning. So we're back to the old kasha. Why do you need the hazeh? Rabbi Kiva Ime Hosom Havamina. My boiker, boiker sheini. I would not know that boiker means the morning of Tezvot. I would think boiker means the morning of Tezayin. Fakel. Because since this man achila is Leil Tezvot and Leil Tezayin, so I would think that the boiker is boiker of the boiker of Tezayin. Avamina my boiker, boiker sheini. Rabbi Elazar omaloch kol boiker, boiker rishin. I should assume that boiker means boiker rishin. So that is the machloikis over here between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says further, Vahani tanoi kahani tanoi. Now the Gemara, so we hear via machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that the Gemara says, there's another machloikis tanoim, and the machloikis is in the same shaila, till when the zman achilas ha-pesach extends. The sanya, we learned in a baraisa, shom tisbachas ha-pesach bo'erev, kevoy ha-shemesh, moye tseischo mi-mitzrayim. Now this posik is very unclear. It is saying a lot of zmanim. Tisbach has a Pesach ba'erev, then it says Kivoy Hashemesh, then it says Moye Tzeischa Mimitzchayim. So Rabbi Elazar Oimer, he says the Pesach is speaking about 3 different things. Bo'erev ato zoyveyach. This man shchita is after Chatzois, not utzilulei erev, if it's called Bein Arbayim, after Chatzois the sun starts going down towards Ma'ariv. So bo'erev ato zoyveyach. This man shchita is bo'erev. Period. Uchevoy Hashemesh. That means tzeisakei chovim ato oichel. Then starts this man achila. Umoyei tzeischo mi mitzrayim ato soyrev. And in the morning, then you burn the korban pesach. Till when do you eat it? He doesn't talk about that. He just says, the morning you'll burn it. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds.
Rabbi Yeshua Oimel, Bo Erev Ato Zeveyach.
The same.
Kevoy Hashemesh Ato Oichel.
The same.
But here he said, Vad Mosai Ato Oichel Vahoylech.
Till when can you eat it?
Ad Moyetzescha Mitzrayim, till the morning.
So Memele, we have here a machloikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what Moyetzescha means.
According to Rabbi Yeshua, Moyetzescha means one eats it till the morning.
According to Rabbi Lezer, one burns it by the morning.
So what's the machloikis?
So, according to the machloikis is because according to Rabbi Lezer, one cannot eat it till the morning. Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that the Zman Achila is still Chatzos. So Moyetzescha means that's when the Zman Sreife starts. Let's see Rashi.
Shom Tizbach Esa Pesach Be'erev, Kiboy HaShemesh, Moyetzescha Mimitzrayim, Harei Lecho Shloisha Zmanim She'enam Shovim.
There are three Zmanim over here.
Be'erev, what does Be'erev mean? Ki Yinotu Tzilulei Erev.
When the shadows from Ma'ariv start coming.
Haynu la'acha chatzos, shenistal kochama miroish kol odom.
The sun is not exactly on top of the people, v'notzo la'ariv.
Kivoy ha'shemesh,
when the sun goes down, mishach sheich,
that's seisa keichove,
that's zman achila.
Moyetzescha mimitzrayim,
baboike, that's when Eden went out.
Keitzad yiskaimu kulo.
How do we say pshat in all these three zmanim?
Bo erev lizman shchite.
Bein abayim, the zman shchite starts.
Ki bo yashemesh,
as soon as it becomes laila, aschol zman achila.
Mo yitzeischa zman sreifa.
What does that mean?
Kloima baboike hu nasa noisa,
becomes noisa in the morning.
Sheigi zman sreifa, the zman sreifa theoretically came.
Elo lefisha ain't seufim kochim biyontif.
Mamtina lead boike sheni.
Bepoyo, we can't burn it because it's yontif.
Ain't seufim kochim biyontif.
Oba al koponim, this man sreife came.
Ad mosai ato oichel.
And Rabbi Yeshua says that moye tseischo is telling us to when this man achil is.
Haino ke Rabbi Kiva. That's like Rabbi Kiva.
Avalatanikame,
since he said Moyetzescha is only Zman Sreife,
at Chatzos alayla v'zman achila.
The Zman achila is only till Chatzos,
v'suloi.
Where do we see this?
The Eloi, if you won't say that's the Machloikis,
my binayu.
So what is the Machloikis?
Al Kochoch, the Machloikis is,
so we hear the same Machloikis Tanoim,
if the Zman Achila is still chatzos min ha-teira, or this man Achila is ad boike.
Omar Rav Abba,
ha-keil moidim,
kshenigalu Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, loy nigalu ela ba-orif.
When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the guru was ba-orif.
Shenema oitziyacho Hashem aleikecho mi-Mitzrayim laylo.
That there was a gula at night.
That means they were permitted to go out at night.
Uchsheyotzu,
when they went out bepoil, loyotzu elobiyoin.
Shenema mimochas ha-pesach, yotzu bnei Yisrael biyad romo.
They went out
mimochas ha-pesach.
That was the next day, the day after they shechted the korban pesach.
What is the machloikis?
Now we're saying a new pshat in the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva.
Now we're saying that the emison, everyone darshins,
v'achaltam oichet oisei b'chipozoin, ad shas chipozoin.
The zman achila is till shas chipozoin.
No, the shaila is the chipozoin of who are we speaking about?
Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah sova mai chipozen, chipozen the Mitzrayim.
The Mitzrayim, as soon as it became chatzois, they went and beseeched the Eden, they should go out already. They wanted to get rid of them.
So memele, the shas chipozen of the Mitzrayim was b'chatzois.
So Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, so this is the nupshat Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah.
What the taitz at shas chipozen means?
Rabbi Kiva Sova, my chiposen the Yisrael. And when the Yidden wanted to go out, at night they had no interest of going out because they knew they had to be there the whole night. Panyanami Hochi, Eitziacha, Hashem Alekechem Mitzrayim Laila, Vechiba Laila Yotzu, they were bringing a raya that already the Shas chiposen of the Mitzrayim was Balaila, the Gula was Balaila, Vela Yotzu Ela Bayayim. Shenema mi mochas ha Pesach yotzu bnei Yisrael biyad Roma el melamed shehischilo lahem geula mi ba'eret. Let us see Rashi. Akel moidim, Rabbi Kiva gufei moide, shehalayla mechatzois ve'ilach oiso shas chipozoin le'mitzrayim. Everyone agrees that the Mitzriim wanted to send out the Yidden min ha'oretz. Me'erev nigalu, nosnu lem rishus lotzeis. Chipozin de Mitzrayim, makas habchoyrim, shal yodom nechbezu lemayel leshalchom. Because of makas b'choyres, the Mitzriim wanted to hurry to make sure that the Yidden would get out of Mitzrayim. Chipozin de Yisroel, loishomu lem lotzeis ad boikel. Let us see Taisvitz. Kabbalaza ben Azariah Oimer, Nemar Kan Balaila Hazeh. So this is the first drosh of Kabbalaza ben Azariah, that Ba'ochlu, that the Korban Pesach should be eaten, Ba'ochlu as Haboso Balaila Hazeh. So he made a Gzeire Shove that the Korban Pesach should be eaten till Chatzos, similar to Avarti Baretz Mitzrayim Balaila Hazeh. V'im Taimer. So Taisvitz asks Akash. Heichi motzi lemeimer Rabbi Loza ben Azariah ad chatzos. How could Rabbi Loza ben Azariah learn min ha-Toyre the mitzvahs achila is till chatzos? V'hoksiv, the pasuk says, lo yisaisiru mimenu ad boiker. You should not leave it over till the morning. So l'choyre, so the pashta dekra means, if it's an hour before the boiker, the Torah is telling you, don't leave it over till the morning. So what should I do? That means I should eat it. The mashma ad boiker, mi amotzi la'ochloi. Because that's pshat in the lav. Don't leave it over. What should I do? I should eat it. So how can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that mitzvah sachil is only till chatzos? V'yesh loimer, the motzi la'meimer, the hochi koma. He learned pshat in the posik as follows. Lo'isasu dovo. You should not do something. Sheyovoi lidei noisa ad haboike. Sheim lo yehei nechel ad chatzois. If it will not be eaten by chatzois, lo yisuchlu la ochloi. You won't be able to eat it afterwards, because this manachila is only till chatzois. No loyle selfoi balayla. You are not allowed to burn it balayla ila. So the lav of loisesiru mimenu ad boiker is not, one is not over the lav an hour before the boiker. An hour before the boiker, there's nothing but he can do about it. He has to leave it. The lav of loisesiru mimenu ad boiker means an hour before chatzos. That you should make sure to eat it by chatzos, because if you won't eat it by chatzos, it will become nicer through you're not eating it before chatzos. It will become nicer ad haboiker. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned pshat in the pasuk. Daber no ba'oznei ha'om, omri devei Rabbi Yanai eino elo loshin bakoshe. Omale Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe bebakoshe mimcho leich ve'amoylem leYisrael. The Bakoshe Mikem, you should ask Klal Yisrael a favor, Shalu mi Mitzrayim klei kesef u klei zov. Shalo yoyma oisoi tzadik, Avrom Avinu should not say, Va'avodim ve'inu oisom kayim behem, V'ache ken yetzu b'chush godol loy kayim behem. So what does Rashi say? Who's this oisoi tzadik? Avrom. So the Goyin explains that only Bizas Hayam was greater than Bizas Mitzrayim. And they could have got everything by, they could have gotten everything already by Bizas Hayam. There was a necessity to Shalu Isha Mishchento Migoras Beiso that Avraham Avinu should not have a taina that the Avdus ended already and the Va'achay came. Avraham Avinu should never have a taina Achay came would seem right as soon as the Avdus ends. Yetzu Bechush Godel, and that wasn't the sky. So als the Bakoshe of Avraham Avinu, therefore it was necessary to Shalu Isha Mishchento. Amru Loi in Klal Yisrael was not happy with this. They said, Ulevai Sheneitze Biatzmeinu. Let's go, we're Mevatar on this. Let us go out ourselves. Moshe La'odam Shayechovush Beveisa Asurim. Oye Oimrim Loi Bnei Odam Mitzin Oisach Lemochom Ibeisa Asurim. Venoisim Lochomom in Harbe. And they were telling him, you know, tomorrow you'll go out and you'll get a lot of mumin. The Tzlach explains Pshat in the Moshul. L'chayre, the Moshul is not doime to the Nimshul. The Moshul is, you're giving someone opportunity, either to go out today from the Beis HaSurim, without getting any riches, or to go out tomorrow and they'll get riches. So he says, I'm Moichel the riches, let's get me out today. In the case of Klal Yisrael, that wasn't the case. There was no shaila when to get out. They were getting out at the same time. No, the shaila was, should they borrow Kli Kesef or Kli Zov? So what's the Nimshel, what is the similarity of the Nimshel to the Moshel? So the Tzlach says as follows. Be'emesin, when the Shas Chipozin came, when the Mitzriim wanted to get rid of the Yidin, then they were desperate. They wanted to tell the Yidden, go out for good. No, the Yidden, if they'll tell them to go out for good, so then the Yidden can't borrow from them Kli Kesef V'Kleis Zov. So the Yidden had to tell them, well, no, we have no intentions of going out for good. We're just going for 3 days. So therefore, we're asking you to lend us Kli Kesef V'Kleis Zov. That is the Cheshbon of the Tzlach. So that means they had then a golden opportunity. They could have, the Mitzrayim wanted to send them out for good. They could have agreed with the Mitzrayim, but then they would be Mevater and the Ruchush Godel. So that's what they tied it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's forget about the Ruchush Godel. They want to send us out after Chatzos. Let's agree with them. And we'll let it remain with that. So that's why it was necessary, Alosh and Noah, Shalayim Aroyse Tzadik, that Achakan Yetzibuchush Godel Lekayimber.